The study was published in a Public Library of Science online journal, and the conclusion is that an anesthetic gas known as isoflurane can be used to treat depression. Lead author Howard Weeks is an assistant professor of psychiatry at the University of Utah.
The key finding from this study is that 75% of the patients treated with isoflurane improved their depression, and we saw no significant cognitive or memory side effects from the treatments.
Scientists don't know for sure why the gas works, but they believe it basically shuts electroactivity off in the brain and allows it to reset. In this study, the success rate for isoflurane is similar to electroconvulsive therapy, or ECT, but doesn't have the same side effects. Weeks says many patients are wary of ECT because it can be associated with cognitive impairments, including memory loss and attention problems. And he says there's a stigma associated with it. For this reason, Weeks says millions of depressed people avoid treatment.
So if we have a different treatment that doesn't have the stigma, that is just as effective and has less side effects, then that's going to open the door up for really changing how we treat depression, especially treatment-resistant depression.
More research is needed, however. Weeks says a much larger study treating hundreds of patients would be required before isoflurane could be proven effective. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.